The News and Weather Watch is brought to you by Vacations Hawaii, your reliable and direct connection to Vegas.
Good morning. The 8-30-meter telescope protesters arrested on Mauna Kea yesterday morning were bailed out of jail. They were detained for allegedly breaking the state's emergency rules. Those rules stated in July make it illegal to camp overnight on the mountain. Construction on the project is still on hold pending a legal challenge. An MIT study says a couple with two children need to earn about $29 an hour to meet the minimum standard of living. However, the minimum wage here in Honolulu is $7.75. Now, that's scheduled to increase to $10.10 over the next 3 years, but the study says it's still the largest living wage gap in the country. And the Rainbow Warrior football team headed to Columbus this morning ahead of this weekend's game against top-ranked Ohio State. The teams are 1-0 on the season. Kickoff is Saturday at 9:30 a.m. Hawaii time. Flash flood watch will be posted today at noon through Saturday 6 p.m. for all islands except Hawaii Island. Remnants from former Hurricane Ximena are due into the state today with increasing showers, some heavy downpours possible through Saturday. Also, the winds will shift to the south and southeasterly today through Saturday, which will continue the elevated humidity levels and more fog. Surf is on the way down, but we still got some energy rolling into the south and southeast shores. Another moderate swell is due into the south shores coming up over the weekend. For Maui Watch, I'm Billy V, Hawaii News Now.
Keep in touch with the island and the world. 7 days a week at MauiWatch.com and with the Maui Watch Radio Network.